It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your batshit dick wagons, Brad. Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Tuesday edition of the Fade 5. Let's not waste anybody's time. We got tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. We're looking ahead to the NFL season. Maybe you got some college football games locked and loaded with the season really getting underway this week, or Major League Baseball or something else. Lundy, plus 100 odds or greater are the requirement. What you got for me?
Well, I'll tell you, if you're starting off the college football season with a ticket in hand and you're one of those fools that has bet on Colorado to like make the college football playoff,
dumb.
I feel really bad for you, your finances, and your bank account.
Yeah.
I'll just throw that out there real quick. We got a theme here for today. Let's go to the Motor City. That is where I am going with this SGP that I built this morning at DraftKings. As soon as I saw that we were going to have some fun in Detroit. In the land of M&M, I thought, why not go ahead and pile on? Let's talk about Colt Keith, guy that we have not talked about ever on this podcast. Correct. But guess what? 9-game hitting streak, and over the course of those 9 games, 17 hits, including going 5-for-9 against the Yankees. Okay, so this guy's kind of rolling a little bit, and part of the reason that the Tigers are having some fun. So we're going to take him specifically for a single. It's not that he can't find some power. It's just that he's not necessarily going to wind up doing it. All I need is a nice little blooper over the second baseman's head, lands freely in right field, and we get that leg, and then we're just going to take Detroit on the money line. They are at home. They're taking on the Angels. The Angels have lost, count them, 5 in a row. And I think it's going to be 6 in a row this evening. So not going to get too crazy. I'm kind of tempted to go run line with Detroit because I just think they're going to take care of business against Mr. Cueto. However, I'll just take them straight on the money line, and you get that all the way up to plus 160 because we're looking at Keith for a single as opposed to just a hit. Nice little payday, simple, but it takes us up to the Motor City, and now I got to turn things over to you because you're drunk.
I am. Let's stay in Detroit, and let's go ahead. Hey, streaks are made to be broken. The Lions have never won a Super Bowl until this season, Lundy, and that is my selection here, and I know you're going to tie up your money interest-free for months on end, but screw it. I'm in at plus 1,200 for Detroit to hoist the hardware at the end of the NFL season. I pull this from BetMGM. Look at the Lions. They have the 14th easiest overall strength of schedule going into the regular season. That is a plus. They have a ton of continuity across the board, especially the offensive side. Jared Goff, no longer Goffle, getting it done under center. Mandatory Montgomery at Jack Wagons, spearheading the 1-2 punch with him and Jameer Gibbs. They got Amon Ra, 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 St. Brown catching passes left and right. Jameson Williams, everybody expects to, you know, take that next step. And Sam Laporta, who set the pace in fantasy among tight ends, is back in his sophomore campaign. And they've made a ton of upgrades defensively, especially on the back end. They're going to be a relatively young defensive backfield, but very talented to say the least. So if they can galvanize, if they can congeal here over the course of the season, I think Detroit's going to be the team to beat. I know it's silly sauce, but again, the Cubs won a World Series in my lifetime. Detroit could win a Super Bowl as well. According to ESPN's Mike Clay, he gives the Lions a 52% or greater win probability in 15 games this year. He's also projecting Detroit to have the 6th best overall offense and the 10th best overall defense. So a top 10 roster combined. So put all together, I say we're partying in the Motor City. And yes, I am a Motor City man. Give me Detroit to win the Super Bowl at plus 1,200 there at BetMGM. Lundy's shaking his head because he thinks I've been drinking tequila since 6 a.m. Is that correct?
They're not even going to win the NFC, so I don't know what the hell
it
you're doing.
It doesn't matter. Just make the postseason, get hot, and you can win the whole shebang. With those bets on the board, we're moving on.
No.
Let's get after it.
No.
Another Tuesday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco, let's stay in the awards market in the National Football League. And one of my favorite wagers out there is Joe Burrow to win Comeback Player of the Year. Of course, Aaron Rodgers is a prohibitive favorite at plus 175. Burrow at BetMGM is plus 250 to win this award. There's some others that could be in contention and won't be Nick Chubb. He's on the pup list already. And it's going to be slow going for him when he makes his comeback once reactivated, maybe in week five. He may not be up to full strength until the second half of the season, but I like Burrow quite a bit to snap back. Last season in 10 games, only had 15 touchdown passes, but he looked under the hood. Some of the advanced analytics offered encouragement. He was top five in red zone completion percentage and top five in overall red zone accuracy, according to playerprofiler.com. Jamar Chase is still a hold in, but he didn't practice earlier this week. CeeDee Lamb, of course, the Dallas Cowboys, he got paid Brewster's millions. It's only a matter of time before the beep, beep, beep truck backs up for Jamar Chase, and he signs on the dotted line with a new contract. You got T. Higgins. Mike Gesicki comes in, a guy that can stretch the field as a tight end, primarily out of the slot. Jermaine Burton has gotten some hype, and Chase Brown, he's going to get down this season, I think, as a pass catcher out of the backfield. Pretty good offensive line, decent defense as well. And you look at ESPN's Mike Clay, he projects Burrow for 4,118 yards at 27-11 touchdown interception split, three rushing scores, the 178 rush yards. Honestly, I think he's going to throw for at least 30 TDs this year, though he does have the fourth hardest fantasy strength of schedule for a quarterback. Still, if he reaches my high level of expectations and Cincinnati rolls in the postseason, Joe Burrow, I believe, wins Comeback Player of the Year. Great odds at plus 250 at BetMGM. Numero cinco on the countdown. Lundy, fade or follow?
This is the bet that I would make if I were going to tie my money up, and I am going to stand by what I have been saying for weeks. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to finish the season.
Yeah.
I said it. I have been on this. He is on my do not touch list from a fantasy perspective, for example. I don't know. I think he's getting older. As someone who has torn an Achilles, I'm just look. I've got the athletic ability of this pen, okay. But at the same time, for all of the accolades that I think Aaron Rodgers deserves, I think the Jets are in trouble. I really do. I think they've got a phenomenal defense, and they're trying to do it with an aging quarterback. And granted, it's an aging, really good quarterback, and I witnessed that right here in Denver. A phenomenal defense. I'm looking at you, Von Miller, and Peyton Manning. It can happen, but for whatever reason, I've just got a feeling that we are not going to see Aaron Rodgers play 17 games this year. And so because of that, I think Burrow is a much better bet for Comeback Player of the Year if you are looking for somebody to be able to jump on. Yeah, it's not like Brad's, 12-1 odds on the Lions, but you got a better chance of cashing this one.
The line just came out, Lundy. The over-under on your vertical leap, 4.5 centimeters. I'm taking the over!
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's head to the diamond, shall we? And I'm going to go and live in the land down under, Lundy, on a very low total up there in Sasquatch land. Tampa is going to Seattle to take on the Mariners, and that number is just sitting at 6.5 runs, but I'm still going to play the under there. A little bit lighter juice at minus 105 there at BetMGM. And truth be told, I bet on this last night when it opened at 7 at the various sportsbook, but I would still play the under on the 6.5. Why? Well, this has gone under in 3 of 4 games between these two clubs this season in their meetings. Yeah, Seattle's hit the over in 6 of their last 10, but Tampa's gone under in 6 of its last 10 games. And most importantly, look at the WRC plus numbers over the last couple of weeks. Seattle is number 23 in that category. It gets worse. Tampa at number 26. You look at the pitching matchup. We got Jeffrey Springs. Yeah, I know he's got a 4.5 ERA. Yeah, I know he's got a 1.64 whip, but he misses a ton of bats, close to a 10 flat K per nine. And we know that Seattle has been entrenched inside the top five in K rate the entire year. So he's going to miss a lot of bats. And Logan Gilbert is mounting the hill for the Seattle Mariners, a 10.53 home ERA this season with an outstanding 6.83 strikeout to walk split. On top of that, a respectable 3.75 ERA here in the month of August. So put all together, Again, I'm going to live in the land down under on 6.5 total runs. Rays, M's, minus 105 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
This would be me if I was watching that game.
Hey, I'm game for that, man, all day.
Just kind of camped out on the couch, half awake. I think that's probably what it's going to be. Yeah, I don't think you're looking at a lot of scoring in this one. Crap, that's a low number, though, Brad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really low number. I start to get nervous when I see 7.5, let alone 6.5 for an overall run total. So maybe I fade you on this one.
Oh,
I think you're going to get hosed up late is what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I like getting hosed up.
Number 3.
Numero tres. Let your mind wander on that one. Here on the Fade at 5 countdown, let's get a little two-leg parlay on the board and some plus money as well. Leg numero uno, Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees in the nation's capital, taking on the Washington Nationals. I say he records the dub. And then give me my Northsiders, the Chicago Cubs, coming off 18 runs. And I still think they're collecting hits. They had north of 20 total hits in that game. Outlandish. I think they had like 8 stolen bases. If I remember correctly, it was the most stolen bases they had in Pittsburgh since the 1920s. So just an off-the-charts offensive performance from start to finish. I believe the Cubs will carry that momentum, at least keep it close. I'll take them +1.5 on the alternate run line. So Cole to get the win, Cubs +1.5 the run line, +113 there at DraftKings. Speaking of Cole, he's going against Happy Patrick Corbin Day, as my buddy Cody Decker likes to say. We know how horrendous Corbin has been all year. If you need facts to back it up, here you go. Last 5 starts, an 8.10 ERA. Oh, yeah, Corbin. He got this completely under control against Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and the Bronx Bombers. Godspeed to you. I look at Cole, 3.43 road ERA in the season. He's really turned it on of late. His last 4 starts, a 1.17 ERA, 24-9 strikeout to walk split, and only a .207 batting average against. He's got a win in consecutive starts, and the Yankees over the last 2 weeks doing what they always do, and that's putting runs to the board. Number 7 in WRC plus, Washington much further down that list outside the top 15. Meanwhile, we look at the Cubbies on the +1.5 on the run line. They are 4-4 on the standard run line this season against the representatives from P-Town. But the Cubs have won 7 of the last 3 games straight up, or 7 of the last 8, I should say. They are actually 8-2 against Pittsburgh in their last 10, stretching back to last season straight up. Pittsburgh just 5-5 in the last 10 games overall. They're going to put out Jared Jones. Decent ERA against the Cubs, a pair of starts, 3.75 to be exact. Justin Steele, a pair of starts against the Pirates, 9.31. So that might suggest, oh, man, we got to fade the Cubs. Steele's got rocked by O'Neill Cruz and friends, but I think he is going to find his stuff and hit his spots. Again, the Cubs' bats are heating up at the right time. And I think they're going to keep this one close. I'm not saying they have to win. Just lose by 1 run. That's it. Or get that W, Cubs, and I will cash in. So to recap, two-legger, Gerrit Cole getting the win against the Washington Nationals and Patrick Corbin and the Cubs, +1.5 on the run line in Pittsburgh pierogi land, +113 at DraftKings. The Lundy. Better follow.
Really enjoy the Cole leg of this. I think you're sipping the silly sauce after watching them score 18 runs.
They're not going to duplicate that. Come on, get out of here.
Yeah, but you make me nervous with crap like this, man. This is what you do when they're on the road. You got to go to Pittsburgh.
It's Justin Steele.
I get it. I don't know. I think I might keep the Cole leg and find something else. So I'm doing a flayed. I don't know. It's like, I like half of this two-legger. I don't like the other half. I'm probably going to take something like Gerrit Cole, take him for the dub. And then either go pick another pitcher that I like for the dub, maybe, to be able to pack a couple of things together. But I try really hard not to ride the high wave of a team that comes off of a scoring, just absolute explosion like the Cubs did yesterday.
Well, look, if you want to mix and match more bets, you got options galore at thegamingjuice.com. It's my website, and it's absolutely free to sign up for a membership. Do so right now. We got all kinds of contents out there. You like the college football? Ben Wittenstein and Nate Jacobson are already cranking out week one bets, including North Dakota State against Colorado. Ben wrote about that last night. We got more content coming out, tons of games on the immediate horizon. We got our free fantasy football draft kit that is live and constantly updating, over 80 pieces of content, all from this demented brain. And again, you don't pay a dime for it if you still got a fantasy draft upcoming. We rolled out a bunch of NFL predictions in the awards market and the Super Bowl. Lundy, I was not the only one that is on the Lions. Three out of four of us, as a matter of fact, were on Detroit, so they are indeed cursed.
Yeah, but they all work for your site. They're all programmed the same way.
Well, they're scattered all over the country, and they are all on the Detroit.
Hey, all over this country, okay?
I'm talking over Lundy because he needs to listen to me on the Detroit Lions. Lundy's got his free picks as well there. We got a ton of content across sports at thegamingjuice.com. It's free. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Go to Detroit. Except without Detroit.
Number two.
World Toast on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's stick with the parlay theme. I'm going to work a little three-legger here and see if this grabs Lundy's attention. Like numero, give me Simeon Woods Richardson. That's a mouthful. Five or more strikeouts. Give me the Royals. Plus 2.5 on the alt run line, taking on the Guardians. And give me Houston and Philadelphia. And again, we're going to live in the land down under, but on the alt total, 12.5. So Woods Richardson, five or more Ks. Royals plus 2.5 on the run line. Houston and Philly under 12.5 runs, plus 135 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. A little bit of background on each of these legs. Woods Richardson taking on the ATL. The Bravos not striking out as high of a clip as they were about a month ago. Over the last couple of weeks, middle of the pack, number 15 in K rate, punching out 22.3% of their plate appearances. But you look at Woods Richardson, this game being played up there in the land of 10,000 lakes, Minnesota. He has got an 8.89K per nine at home this year, 7.93 overall, so much higher than the average. He's gone for at least five strikeouts, over 70% of his starts in the last 14 games. And on top of that, 3.43 ERA over the last four. So again, I think Woods Richardson strikes out at least five. The Royals, plus 2.5 on the run line. Man, they have had Cleveland's number this season. A team that has won a six out of the eight games straight up. On top of that as well, a team that's been get it done really here of late, unlike Cleveland, who was 3-7 in their last 10 games straight up. Kansas City, 7-3 in their last 10 straight up. Cleveland, number 24 WRC plus during that stretch. And numero dos in WRC plus for the last couple of weeks. The kingly ones, the Royals, Bobby Witt and company, I think, are going to be carried in this one. And Michael Lorenz has been outstanding. Remember, he had a two-hit, no-earned-run outing over seven innings against Cleveland back on May the 13th, and only a 1.99 ERA in his last four. I said the Royals at least keep it nice. It's Doug. And then the under, this is purely just on the surface of the pitcher play. You got Justin Verlander and Aaron Nola going against each other. It was 3-2 in game one last night. That's the only meeting between the Astros and Phillies so far this year. I think the pitchers are going to be front and center, putting on a show again. And I built in a little cushion there, Lundy, to avoid any kind of pushing at the 12.5. So to recap, three-leg parlay, Simeon Woods Richardson, five or more Ks, Kansas City Royals plus 2.5 on the run line, Houston, Philadelphia under 12.5 total runs plus 135 at DraftKings. What leg is going to screw me, fade or follow?
No, actually, I don't think there's a leg in here that's going to mess you up too badly. I like the under between Houston and Philly, although I do think they're going to – I think you do need that alt line that you were just talking about.
Yep.
As opposed to the standard line. Staying away from that one. Alt line this one if you want to be able to cash this ticket. But, no, I think this one lays out pretty smartly. So I'm going to go ahead and follow you on this one, even though you lost me like halfway through. That was a lot of words.
Yeah, Simeon Woods Richardson.
I'm on Raw.
A lot of syllables.
Brown.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Fade 5 countdown today. it's only appropriate. We're talking about sports gambling. So Mookie Betts, and I'm wagering on him on the over 1.5 total bases. Taking on the Baltimore Orioles, -125, a little bit heavier juice there at Caesars. I will recommend this. If you want to take this bet and apply the 50% boost at DraftKings, you get it at even money at plus 100. So a little bit of value built in if you want to chase it that way. Or on the standard juice, that route if you so choose and please. You look at Mookie Betts. He has done this in 6 of his last 9 games and 4 of his last 5 contests, to be exact. In the month of August, I'm really lighting it up, but he's hitting a respectable 275 with 7 extra base knocks and 851 OPS. He is going against Cole Irvin, the left-hander for Baltimore. He's seen him a couple of times. He's over in just those 2 at-bats, but very small sample size. However, against southpaw pitchers this season, Mookie Betts is batting .327. And on top of that, look at Cole Irvin. 6.10 ERA since the All-Star break. 6.75 ERA over the last month. And a very unsightly couple of advanced analytics that offer an even more encouragement. 12.6 barrel percentage allowed and a 42.1% hard hit rate he's given up this season. So Mookie Betts, my number one play on this Tuesday, over 1.5 total bases against the O's at Chavez Ravine, -125 at Caesars. Lundy, better follow.
This is easy, although I would probably use the boost and get it up to the even money because yep. I think this is a great bet. I think it's the reason why it's -125. I think you got the Dodgers at home. I think it's Mookie Betts. I love Mookie Betts because he fits the name. We're betting. You already follow this one. This is easy.
Oh, I like it.
Sometimes I don't need to bother with some analysis. Sometimes I'm just like, yeah, bet that.
Brevity is Lundy's best friend on Mookie Betts. Boot is time action. Lundy, you're wound up. I know you're going to be a lot more long-winded because you got a ton, I'm sure, on your board. Do share.
I do have a handful of things on the board. In fact, I put together an SGP that involved Happy Patrick Corbin Day, but I like yours better, so I'm going to leave mine off. I'll put mine up on the spreadsheet so you folks can see it, but yours has got a better payday, so I'm going to leave it alone, in part because you and I, a couple of the legs are actually identical. So I'm just going to let you pipe yours in there here in just a moment. But first, let's go back to the well. Ellie De La Cruz, give me a stolen base today, plus 155 for him. This is a great stat to share with you, ladies and gentlemen. I know this seems sort of odd because normally we talk about these kinds of things when it comes to a play appearance, but do you know that of his stolen bases, just in terms of his line, he doesn't normally do them at home, but here come the A's, and I just have a feeling that we're going to be able to take advantage of it. Starting pitcher on the other side, and I can't even remember who the hell is on the bump for the A's, but he's allowed 12 stolen bases this year. Ellie De La Cruz kind of slowed down for a bit. We talked about that over the last couple of weeks. All of a sudden he wasn't swiping bags. And now it looks like maybe he's getting back in the mood. Maybe he'll do a little bit more now that he is at home. So that's what I'm looking for out of him. Go ahead and take it. DraftKings plus 155. Remember, when he was rolling, and I mean rolling, on the base paths earlier this season, that number was at like 105, 110, 120. So we're back up to 155, and I'm comfortable with that. I'll play him for a stolen bag for us today. Here's something here as we have wound down the season that I have been having some luck in, and that is going away from, say, Dinger Tuesday that we all like to try to play on the home run market, and I'm leaning into just straight up RBI. That's all I need out of this. So let's go here. Give me Jose Ramirez, J-Ram. His RBI prop, plus 120 today. He's got 104 RBI on the season, and guess what? 70 of the 104 are against right-handed pitchers, which is exactly what he gets today on the bump at home against Kansas City. So I believe the Royals have a good shot at winning the game or at least staying within that 2.5 run line that Brad had in the bet earlier. But give me Jose Ramirez to have an RBI because that is just silly. Michael Lorenzen, again, right-handed pitcher, 70 of his 104 RBIs are against right-handers. Then we're going to go to the aforementioned Patrick Corbin Day, not Aaron Judge. He's minus 140. Not Giancarlo Stanton. He's minus 135. No. Let's take Mr. Juan Soto, who for an RBI is sitting at a plus 139 for a ribby today. And I'm really, really liking that one against Patrick Corbin. He's kind of got mixed history against Corbin, to be honest with you. But it's Soto and it's Corbin. So I'm just going to kind of roll with that one at a plus 139. And then my third one that I really like going into the evening, because I do think we're going to see some scoring in this game. Give me Manny Machado to have an RBI as well against Miles Michaelis. He's only got a 3-for-14 lifetime, but of his 14 at-bats, he is rolling with 3 RBI in that one, even though he's sitting at 214. His OPS is a 767. So give me J-Ram. Plus 123 is the odds that I saw over at Caesars. Give me Soto at 139 and give me Machado at plus 116. And then get crazy with the Cheese Whiz, folks. Put all three of those together. It's plus 1051.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, I'm digging that quite a bit.
Take those. And then, like I said, I've got my own SGP in the Yankees game. I'll let you do yours because your payday is about 80 points higher than what mine was. So let's have some fun there. But yes, I have actually been having fun on doing 2 or 3 leg RBIs and then doing a small round robin on them, so that you can maybe get 2 out of the 3. And if you get all 3, obviously you're rolling. So yeah, plus 1051 if all 3 of those guys get an RBI today. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Central Illinois.
Oh, some spicy meatballs there from Lundy on the RBIs market. Let's get another spicy selection on the board. The team Huevos parlay play of the day. SGP style. Lundy teased it. It's happy Patrick Corbin day. Gotta fade the living daylights out of him. So this is how we're going to play it here on this 4-legger. Give the Yankees to win straight up on the money line. Give the Yankees to score 4 more runs. Give me Giancarlo Stanton. Yeah, baby. I got to do a little salsa dance here in my chair. 2 or more total bags. And give me Patrick Corbin to sort of at least 4 hits. So again, Yankees money line, Yankees 4 more runs, Giancarlo Stanton with the 2 or more total bases, and Patrick Corbin 4 or more hits allowed, plus 190, believe it or not. I put that together there at BetMGM. Here's a little bit of background on this particular selection. The Yankees 7-3 in their last 10 on the road straight up, and they already beat Washington the last night in game 1 of the series, 5-2. Again, Gerrit Cole against Patrick Corbin. I already mentioned Gerrit Cole. He's been just lights out here of late with that 1.17 ERA in his last 4 starts. Corbin, 8.10 ERA, as I reiterate that ugly statistic in his last 5. And New York's got a 7-16 advantage in WRC Plus here last couple of weeks. That plays in the 4 or more runs great. Again, Corbin's going to serve up grapefruit-sized pitches over the heart of the plate. Aaron Judge could go yard. Soto could go yard. Volpe could go yard. Yes, just everybody gets a stinking home run today in the nation's capital. They've scored at least 4 or more runs, have the Yankees, in 5 of the last 7. Make it 6 of their last 8. And then Giancarlo Stanton, I think he's got to, you know, get at least 2 or more total bags. He's got 8 here in the month of August, a 1.224 OPS over the last week. He's only got a 684 OPS against LHPs, but he is 8-for-24 lifetime against Corbin. That's a 333 batting average with a pair of home runs, 3 doubles, and over 1,000 OPS. Lundy, you had something to add?
Well, all I want to do is throw in the leg that I had that you don't have. So yeah, if people want to add one more to bump this up above 200, Gleyber Torres for a hit.
Well, yeah.
4-for-9 lifetime against him. 2 of those 4 are round trippers. And he's also on a 6-game hitting streak where over those 6 games right now, he's batting 391. So these legs are where I essentially was with the one that I built that had the lower. I took Stanton just for a hit. But Torres is the other guy who has a good history against Corbin, but most importantly is on a streak right now.
Yeah, I can make some more greenbacks. So Gleyber on that one, I think it's a great call. And then the last leg for me is Patrick Corbin, 4 or more hits. He's done this in 10 of his last 11 starts. Again, that unsightly 8+ ERA over the last month. He's given up 39 hits at his last 23 1/3 innings pitch. So to recap, the team Huevos parlay play of the day, and add Gleyber Torres if you want to get even more rich. Give me the Yankees money line. Yankees 4 more runs. Giancarlo Stanton 2 or more total bags, and Patrick Corbin 4 more hits plus 190 at BetMGM. Yeah, Torres is probably north of plus 200. All right, additional action about his time. Only one more play for me, Lundy. Jake McCarthy of the Arizona Diamondbacks, like him quite a bit, taking on the Metropolitans down there in the desert. I see he scores a run. I just need his foot to touch home plate one time. It is minus 105 for him to do that. If you want to parlay that with something else, by all means, do so to get that plus money on the board. But I will still invest at the light minus money. He's done this in 6 of his last 10 games. He's batting .333. At home with a .904 OPS. He's batting .362 over the last 30 days. And against southpaws, and he's going to see Sean Manaea, who is a left-hander. He's batting .340 on this season against him, and he's 2-for-7 lifetime against Manaea. Now, Manaea's been good here of late. 2.61 ERA in his last 5. 3.09 road ERA on the season. But he got tattooed by the D-backs back on June the 1st. 5 2/3 innings. 5 earned runs, 6 hits allowed, and a pair of walks. So I like Jake McCarthy to round the bases and score at least a run minus 105 there at BetMGM. If you want more picks, I got a ton of additional action on my always free and always transparent and accessible spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. I am out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor. And drop us a rating and a review, and feed or follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Sign up for thegamingjuice.com right now. It's absolutely free. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.